Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Tesamut Aleph, the very top line, the words of Sukkah Yeshana. So we already made mention of this because of the previous price on the end of Chesamut Beis. We're going to get more into it now, obviously, with the mention of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sukkah Yeshana, if you have an old Sukkah, and Rashi explains, a Sukkah built before the time of Sukkos, and is not made L'Shem Chag, B'Shamay Posen V'Sillel Machshirin. B'Shamay say that it is Pasol, and B'Sillel say that it is Kosher. So what exactly is machlokas? Beis Shammai Rashi explains, they require the schach to be l'shem mitzvah sukkah, whereas Beis Hillel do not. That's seemingly the pashas. However, Tosfos seem to throw a wrench in this whole thing by quoting the Yerushalmi that even according to Beis Hillel, we pasken like Beis Hillel, Tosfos quote the Yerushalmi that still someone should lift the schach l'shma. That is, it's to lift it and replace the air of the schach, even a tefach. And that would be even according to Beis Hillel. And that's how we're going to pasken on Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, why? What is Tos, meaning, what exactly is the Yerushalmi adding to Beis Hillel now? What exactly is the din of Tosos? So many Achronim explain that Midarabanan, you need this requirement, and you would not, and that's not Midaris, it's totally Midarabanan. Everyone seems to say that it's Midarabanan, and that you would need a Siyah Lishma. The first answer is you need a Siyah Lishma Midarabanan, that you need to make it L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, even according to Beis Hillel on Midarabanan level. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes as far that it's a Gzira, that maybe you'll come to make it L'Shem Dira. As we know, that's Pasul Midarisa, a Sukkah that was made L'Shem Dira and not L'Shem Tzel. We mentioned earlier that that's already a Psul Midarisa, so that could be the Gzira of the Yerushalmi coming from a different. And at any rate, this is a shaila in the Rishonim. Is this ma'akivim b'di'avid? So I remember once seeing from Rav Avadia in his tshuvas that it's mutar b'di'avid, that if you forgot to even lift it and you had a sukkah yishana from the whole year and you forgot to put on the schach, that it's okay. But now I see that it's really machlokas Rishonim. I'm not so, I have to double check the Mishnah Berurah. But l'chora, this is a shaila whether or not it would be pasul even midarabanan. Again, I know Rav Avadia said that it's okay. It's double an Ashkenazi psak, and I remember now if the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay as well. And so now the Mishnah continues. Ve'ezoi sukkah yishana. What is considered an old sukkah for the Berurah? Anything that was made more than 30 days prior to the Chag. And Chag is always referred to as Chukkis. So Rashi explains that apparently a Sukkah built before this man is not going to be L'Shem, the mitzvah of Sukkah. However, if it was within the Shloshim Yom Korom Chag, then as Rashi says, people start to learn the halachas of this chag, and therefore it must be mistam lishma. The fact that there's stam das is going to be lishma. So many achronim point out that Bais Yosef has a whole shaila and machlokas whether or not sholem v'dorshin applies just to hilchos pesach. And the Gemara only mentioned in the context of hilchos pesach. We see beferish in this Rashi that the halachas apply to all the shalosh regalim, at least for sure to sukkos as well. Maybe not shavuos, but for sure to the halachas of sukkos, the halacha of shloshim yom sholem v'dorshin should apply to halachas of sukkah as well. So there are some yeshuvim that maybe this was only bedas beishamay rather, and really Rashi would agree to the Bais Yosef, but that's a shaila. Some mikach they say that shalom adorshim does apply and disagree with the Beis Yosef, and they hold that it really would apply more than 30 days. Aval im asa l'shem chag. However, if it was built l'shem the mitzvah of sukkis, then afilu mitchila shana kasher. Then it's going to be kasher even at the beginning of the year. So who is this line going to? But pashtus, according to most rishonim, almost everybody, it's saying that even Beis Shammai that say that it is possible unless you have it explicitly lishma, they're going to agree that if I put it right, let's say right now, way before this man of sukkis, and I put it lishma, of having in mind that it's for sukkis, that would be okay. However, there's a fascinating, the Ritva Koza Yishma Farshim, and that Yishma seems to be a Bala Itter, who says, no, this is the din of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel will agree to this din over here, that you need it somewhat lishma. This works a little bit, I guess, with the Tosas. We don't pass on like this Itter, that you need it lishma before the 30 days, but maybe the Rabban Balitor would say that, but either way, we don't pass on. I guess interesting shita to know out there. And one more ha'ara is that there's a dion about tzitzis at nighttime. That at the end of the day, tzitzis is not kosher b'night. Why? That's right? Because it's yom only. Naxus Laila, and you don't wear it to Machlokas Rosh and the Rambam, whether it's not, it's the Zman of Laila or only the Beged of Laila, but either way, something will do with Laila is going to be puzzle with regards to Tittis. So can I make Tittis at nighttime? So Prima Gadim has a Chorma that he says that you shouldn't. So in the Shut Pnei Mevin, he's Cholik on the Prima Gadim from this Mishnah. He says that, what do we see? That even though it's not the Zman of Sukkah, if I have it Lishma, it's totally fine. So why can't you say anything about Tittis? Not the Zman right now, but it'll be the Zman tomorrow morning. I have it Lishma. Only problem is having Lishma with regards to Tittis. We're going to see that. Actually, Marzim talk about the Farish. So why is it an issue? So he's cholik on the Prima Gadim. From what I remember, that we are machmir for that Prima Gadim, even though there are those who cholik. I think the Shut Maharsham, one of the big poskim in Europe in the 1800s, also 1900s, he also is cholik and thinks you can't do it by daytime. I think by nighttime rather, and I think b'di'evad we definitely hold like that. But lechatchila, I think we are machmir for the Prima Gadim. So now the Gemara says, my time of the Beis Shammai. What is the reason? I write into the Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the reasoning for Beis Shammai that's saying that Sukkah Yeshana is possible? Says the Gemara, Amar Kra Chagasukos Shivas Yomim Lashem.
The pasuk says that the chag of sukkahs for 7 days should be for Hashem. Sukkah asil Hashem chag ba'inan. This is teaching us it requires sukkahs dafka for lishma, and needs to be lishma for the sake of sukkah. So the Gemara says of Beisela, so it's a very good pasuk. Beisela clearly disagree with this drasha because they have to derive something else from it, because otherwise they would agree that it needs lishma. They don't hold that way. So it says the Gemara, Mabaylei l'chad Rav Sheshes. They don't need it for the ruling of Rav Sheshes. Demar Rav Sheshes mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rav Sheshes in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atzei sukkah she'asur and kol shiva. How do I know that the wood of a sukkah is asur all 7 days of sukkahs? Talmud lomar chag of sukkahs shiva siyamim l'Hashem. The pasuk tells us, the Torah tells us that the chag of sukkahs for 7 days needs to be to Hashem, from where we learn that all 7 days of sukkah is set aside for Hashem and not for us. This is a very big shaila. Is this Isser de Oresa? How do I know that someone can have the our mashmos of Gemara over here, Tosfos point out, it's mashma that it's Asr Midar Oresa. However, the court is seemingly stira, the Shabbos Memhei says that it's Midar Banan. So the Tosfos on make a chilek, Tosfos answer that when it's Asr Midar Oresa, it's Be'odo Kayemes, while the schach is there. While the schach falls down, that's going to be Asr Midar Banan to use it, but not Midar Oresa. And I already mentioned the halach of schach. That's a shaila in the Rishonim. What exactly is asr over here? We say that the lashon of the Gemara gives atzei sukkah. Atzei sukkah is a weird lashon. You should say the schach. You should say the sukkah. Why saying atzei sukkah? It sounds like even the walls of the sukkah. So most Rishonim ever don't learn. They learn that it's only what it was always called, the sukkah. The halachos of a sukkah is always the actual schach. However, the Rambam is a fascinating halacha. The Rambam holds that there's isra ana even on the walls of a sukkah, and everyone's bothered by this Rambam. What do you mean? Where do we ever see that a sukkah is called by the walls of the sukkah? It doesn't matter. The walls don't matter at all. Why over here is there an isra ana even on the walls? So there's different explanations, but the Reb Chaim, the grandfather, Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim, he says that over here there's a gzeiras hakasuv, and the gzeiras hakasuv is telling you that the klal isra sukkah is asr lehanos mimenu, and the entire sukkah is included in that pasuk. And that's why the Rambam holds that even the walls of a sukkah, is all the sukkah for this gzeiras hakasuv specifically, applies to the walls of a sukkah. You're right. Other halachas, we don't apply the walls of a sukkah. Most halachas, we don't have the walls having requirements other than it can't be 20 amos high to connect to the schach, but again, halach and schach. So all these halachas, this is gzeiras hakasuv, specifically the walls cannot be isra hanah. There's one more shaila in the Rishonim. Is this Dereisa or Derabana? We mentioned the Tosas Shita. Some hold that maybe that there's a full-fledged Issa Dereisa, not just with Tosas answer, but always, even if it falls down. Okay, now the Gemara says it's very chalmar. Mitanya, we learn in the Bereisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Kishim Shechal, Shim Shamayim al Chagiga, just like Shim Shamayim, Hashem's name literally is attached until Chagiga, meaning that it's Kachim, Kach, Chal Shem Shemaim ala sukkah. So to the Shem of Hashem is ana sukkah. Shenemar chag sukkah shivas yamim Hashem. The pasuk says the chag sukkah for 7 days should be unto Hashem. And the fact that we connect the two lashonos, we have a hekesh to telling you that the words chag, which is talking about chagiga and sukkos, we're teaching you machag lashem afsuk lashem from the fact that they're connected to each other. So then we can learn out that the chagiga is lashem shemaim and is kachim. So to sukkah is going to be kachim. That's a shaila. Is mamash the din of kachim is all those lachos shaila in the Rishonim. Uveshamai nami mibayle lahachiv. Wait a second. Uveshamai seemingly have to have this limud as well. That a sukkah needs to be built. How do they learn this pasuk is going to a sukkah is going to be built lishma? L'chora they need this pasuk to teach you this halacha of Beis Hillel that it's similar to chagiga. So the Gemara says in Chanami, you're right. That's true. That we're learning of here is Rosh Hashanah's ruling. So then we need another ruling. How do we need another pasuk for Beis Shammai? What's the other pasuk? On my time of Beis Shammai, what is the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara now because k'siv k'rachrina chagas sukkos tasel chashivasim. The pasuk says you should have the chag of sukkos be for yourself for 7 days. Sukkah asiyah l'shem chag ba'inan. From the fact that it says chagas sukkos tasel, Rashi says that means sukkos tasel lechag, implying sukkah should be made for the lishma, for the name of the fact that it's for the chag of sukkahs, for the name, for the lishma, for the right purpose of sukkah. So the Gemara says, Uveisela, what does Beisela do with this? Beisela learns that you're allowed to make a sukkah on chalamoid. Normally, you're not allowed to build. There's an iser, it's a shaila in Rishonim, there's an iser deraisa derabanan to do malacha on chalamoid. Whatever it's going to be, there's an iser on chalamoid to do malacha. So many Rishonim holds deraisa. So here, Beisela is allowing you to build a sukkah. If you didn't have the chance to build a sukkah before, you forgot to build a sukkah, fell down, you can rebuild your sukkah on chalamoid. So, accordingly, Beis Shammai says that this pasuk is teaching you that you're allowed to build a sukkah on this time, and we don't need, as Beis Shammai said, that the sukkah has to be built for the full 7 days. This is another point also, that sukkah is going to be even for this period of time. No, not the whole 7 days is going to be kosher. And what's Beis Shammai going to hold? It's very like Rabbi Eliezer. They hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Damar eino sin sukkah b'chol shel moed. They hold that one may not make a sukkah on chol moed. Because he learns from Sukkim, as we're going to see later on in the Gemara, much later on, like in the Chafs, we're going to see that he says that one does not fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah unless he can live in the same Sukkah for all 7 days. Okay, so that's the Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel. So the Gemara now says, Beis Hillel, Leislu, Rav Yehuda, Marab. Wait a second. So Beis Hillel, now we're learning out, seemingly, that Beis Hillel doesn't hold that you need the concept of Lishma for all other mitzvahs as well, because they don't need Lishma by Sukkah. Why would you need Lishma for other mitzvahs as well? Is it possible they don't hold to the Meimra of Rav Yehuda, Marab? Meaning, how could Rav Yehuda, Marab say something that chores against Beis Hillel? It's going to be a Shita B'Sham. They're not going to. We don't pass like Beit Shammai. Rav would never say something that's according to Beit Shammai. So what does he hold? Damar Rav Yehuda, Damar Rav. Also, mina kotzin, mina nimin, mina gedirin. We're talking about tzitzis. If you made tzitzis from like these thorn-like material, which apparently, if you have a thread of a warp and it snaps, they come back together and they're coming on their own right. So you don't have it lishma, and all these going to be problems with lishma. Or if they are mina nimin, if they're other type of threads as well, or if they are. Those are more like embroidery threads. Again, all these things are something that is not going to make them lishma, not going to be a problem of lishma and the tzitzis, or mina garden, or from the mina garden is like the type of sides of the fringes on the side that they needs to pass the end of the to go through katat tzitzis. All these cases, again, it's going on the corner of the garment on their own without you having to do anything, so it's not lishma. So says Rav Psul, these are going to be possible. Mina sisin kshir, however, if they're from the weaves, if they're from the balls of the weaving thread, that is going to be kasher. Since they were attached to the garment, they're going to be lishma, they're going to be considered lishma. So says the Gemara, ki amr sekame de Shmuel amr li, so Rav Yehuda says, when I said this statement in the name of Shmuel, he told me, so Rashi says, what's going on over here? That Rav Yehuda was actually a Talmud, well, many statements in Shas, we'll see amr Rav Yehuda amr Rav, you know, probably thousands, if not hundreds, statements that we have amr Rav Yehuda amr Rav, and a lot of other statements amr Rav Yehuda amr Shmuel. So what happened? So Rashi explains to us, Rav Yehuda was originally Talmud of Rav. After Rav had died, so he would tell, a lot of times he would tell Shmuel what things Rav had told him. And so a lot, and Rashi says, a lot of Lashonos will say, he traci advar lifnei Shmuel, like when I said these before Shmuel, he disagreed with that. So here, he's just pointing, realizing Shmuel, amr li, af min asisin nami psula. He disagreed. He said that even the balls of the thread are going to be puzzle, devinin tviya lishma, because those also need to be for lishma. So they're only arguing on the last point. They're only arguing on the case of sisin, on the case of these other, the balls of thread, but everyone would agree with regards to kotzin nimin that there's a problem of lishma. Shmuel holds even the third case is a problem of lishma. So everyone holds that the first two cases are a problem of lishma, but how could that be? What? Beisela lichor doesn't hold to this concept of lishma, even if making that lishem sitis should be kosher. So the Gemara, so then the Gemara says, hachalami nami bai sukkah, siyu lishma. So then according to him, though, a sukkah lichor should be built for the sake of the mitzvah sukkah. How could Rav argue on base Hillel? So the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, no, this is different. Amar Kra, Gedilim Tasa Lacha, the Pasuk specific, Lach rather. Pasuk specifically says that you should make, when in regard to tzitzis, it says you should make literally like fringes for yourself, mitzvah tzitzis, Tasa Lach. What is Lach? We're having a drasha Lach, Lashem Chovcha, that it should be for the Chiyuv. So however, Sukkah, we don't have such a drasha. What do you mean? Is that really true? We have a pasuk by Sukkah that seems to imply it should be Lacha also. You should have a Sukkah for yourself, which the Gemara wants to say again, Lacha. Lacha should be Lashem Chovcha. Lacha should be for the fact that it is for the sake that you should be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, that this Lashon is needed to come out to exclude a stolen sukkah. To teach us that one cannot fulfill a mitzvah in a sukkah that he used with lecha is implying mishalcha, and it has to be yours, and you can't use it for the stolen materials. So that's how the Gemara wants to answer. So the question, and all the Rishonim, the Tosfos over here asks, and all the Rishonim asks, and are bothered by this question, is what is going on over here? Why didn't you just learn it's mitzvah babi avir? Why don't you need another drasha to tell me sukkah gezula? As you just learned, we don't need lecha tachishmi that it's a psul of sukkah. I know it from the fact that it's mitzvah babi avir, you're not yotze. So there's many different tirutz. I'm going to just go through a few of them. One of them, the Meiri says that the mitzvah baba avir is only when you're yotze begufa isra. Here's not the gufa isra. The gufa isra is the sukkah. These are the walls of the sukkah. These are other things of the sukkah. So therefore, I'm not learning anything out. The Ritva learns that the psul of mitzvah baba avir is a fascinating one. Is only derabanan. Is only Yisrael Rabbanan. So this is even a psul midaraisa, the fact that there's gezula. And then there's the Menchas Chinuch, who says differently. The Menchas Chinuch, he says that when it comes to mitzvah baba avira, yet all is happening is you're not mekayim the mitzvah. However, you're not doing an iser. It's a fascinating thing. This is not some muskim at all. But this Menchas Chinuch wants to suggest that maybe when you do mitzvah baba avira, you're simply not yotze the mitzvah. You're not doing an iser. However, here you're vade doing an iser. There, the Shari Yosher Shem Tzkapi disagrees strongly with this Menchas Chinuch. He says no, it can't be. That it's also bittul mitzvah gemara, and you're also over an avira here too. Over an avira. And one last answer, the Gura says that answering the Tosos, he says no, that only in this case achirim are not going to be when you do mitzvah baba avira only for you. So what about other people? So then I would have thought that they're yotze. Here the chiddush is that even achirim maybe yotze or not yotze. That's a shaila that it's coming to teach you. Gzula is a psul. Okay, the fascinating shaila about mitzvah baba avira over here. Now the Gemara says, but wait a second. With regards to tzitzis, I also need a lima to tell you that it should be asr if it's guzzle, if it's stolen. So that says the Gemara, hasam ksiv kra achrine. There is another pasuk with regards that stolen tzitzis can be used. V'asulahem tzitzis, we say every day in Kriyat Shema, right? In Parshas Shlach, we say, v'asulahem tzitzis, asulahem is to be for themselves, implying that the tzitzis have to be made of materials that are belonging to them, and we have a different drasha to teach you that a gzula is going to be possible for tzitzis, and Rami that we have this extra drasha to teach you Lishma, and even Beis Hillel will agree to the drasha Lishma, so we've now answered for Rav. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah on the top of Tesla. Beis, turning on to the next Amud. Says the Mishnah, Ha'osis sukkah tacha sa'ilim. Someone builds a sukkah under a tree, meaning that the Rashi explains that the branches are directly over the schach. So then, It is as if he puts it in his house, which is going to, we know, is possible. So the Gemara is going to discuss what's this comparison. What I have to mention is as if it's in the house. Sukkah, gabi sukkah, if you have a sukkah on top of a sukkah, so then, aldiyonak sherev ataftona psula, the upper one is going to be kosher, and the lower one is going to be possible because at the end of the day, even though they have valid schach, the lower one is because the Torah is invalidating the schach of two separate schachs. So you have the schach from above is giving the shade to the lower one. That is a major problem. That's why it's possible. The Gemara is going to discuss this more. Aldiyonak sherev ataftona psula, Rabbi Yudah Meir, im ein diur. You don't have it. If there's nobody on the top one, then the top one is going to be, the bottom one rather is going to be kasher. The Gemara, we're probably not going to get to it until tomorrow's daf, is going to discuss this. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, Lo shanu ela bi'ilan shetzilaso miruba mechamasum. That this halacha, that with regards to Mishnah's first ruling, that sukkah is beneath the tree, is only if the tree has more shade than sunlight. So there's more shade coming for the tree than sunlight. Aval chamasum ruba tzilaso kshira. But if the tree has very little shade that it's providing to your sukkah, then the sunlight is greater than the shade, then the sukkah would in fact be kosher. So says the Gemara, Mimai. How does the Rav know this? It says the Gemara, "Midiktane ki ilu asa b'sochabayis." Rav has a diuk; he has an inference from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us is as if he built the sukkah in the house. Now, why would the lama lila misne ki ilu asa b'sochabayis? Why would the Mishnah specifically use the case as if he built it inside the house? Listen, Psula, just tell me that it's possible. Why are you comparing it to another halacha? As far as I'm concerned, under a tree and inside the house is the same chiddush. So why is it more of a pashut pshat that if you build it inside the sukkah, inside the house rather, that it's totally possible as opposed to under a tree? They're the same soul. So why, from the fact that we're comparing it to the house, Rava wants to learn something. Ela kamashman, he's telling us the following chiddush: the ilan dumya debayis, that he's telling us that the tree is similar to a house. How the mission specifically is coming to compare a house to the tree. Ma bayis tilasam rubin chamas. Generally, when you have a sukkah under a house, the shade is going to be greater than the sunlight because all the shade is coming from the house, and therefore it's possible. Af ilan tilasam rubin chamas. So to the tree, that the shade has to be greater than the sunlight, and in that case, it's going to be possible. However, if it's not that case, then it's going to be kosher, and that's how Rava learned his halacha in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, but if the tree's sunlight is greater than the shade, then the sukkah is really going to be kosher? And the Gemara is questioning this whole premise. Is that really true? The tree's schach is combining with the kosher schach on top of the sukkah. And at this point, the Gemara is assuming that if you have things that is schach pasul, it's as if it's not there. So then you don't have, it's going to be any sort of tree, even one with very little. It's going to be invalid schach with kosher schach, and we don't necessarily know that it's a rove at this point. And why are you assuming that this schach should be kosher? So the Gemara answers you right. The Mishnah is talking about where you lower the tree branches and you mix them with the kosher schach, and therefore they're going to be the kosher schach is going to be. This is how Rashi explains it. This is a big Machlokes Rishonim. It's a very vague Gemara. When you have a vague Gemara, the rule is Machlokes Rishonim. So we'll go with Rashi. Rashi says that you have Bittul Barov over here. You have a greater amount of Schach Kasher when you bring it down. And since you have Bittul Barov, clearly it should be Kasher. That's what Rashi understands. So Gemara says, Ibish Chavata Maila Mimra. But if the case where you lower the tree branches, then what's the Chiddush over here? Rashi says, the Kevin the Chamasa Meruba Medanam Fim Muatim Schach Kasher, Rabba Lav Mehecha Tesilim. So why would you ever say this is possible? You have a Rov and you have Schach Kasher. And it's, what's exactly? You don't have two Schachs going on. They're one next to each other, so it should be batal barov pasha. It should be kosher. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'ud same. I would have thought the following: nigzur hechi de chavata, not to echad lo chavata. And I would have said that you should make a case of the where you lower the branches in the schach on the case where you did not lower them, made a gzira. Because if you don't make a gzira, people are going to come to get confused between the two cases and think that even if you didn't lower them, and you might even have close to a rove of the schach puzzle, that there also I would have thought as kosher as long as I have chamas and merubah betzilasa, kamash blanda logaz yunan. No, that if you bring them down clearly where you know you have a rove, we're not begozer that maybe it'll be sitting under a schach of an ilan which has more puzzle schach than kosher schach. So the Gemara says, Achanamitanina, we learn also in the Mishnah, in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that if someone lifted onto the sukkah a grapevine or a dlas, always a gourd, which I always, one of those words I never really know, it's a bit of a thing I never really know so well what it is in English, but it's always translated as a gourd, or a kisus, which is also some type of plant as well, they're still attached to the ground, and you cover them with schach that's kosher, psula, the sukkah is going to be puzzle. if I said kasher, it's possible, it's going to be invalid. But if the schach is more valid schach than the pasul schach, or she cuts it on, or if you detach them, which case they're no longer from the ground, which we learn out is going to be a problem for sukkah, for schach, or she cuts the ksher, then those cases are going to be kasher. So we see clearly the Mishnah is telling us, so hechidami, what's the case of the Mishnah? That there's more kasher schach. And the sukkah, ilam ebeshelo chavatan, if you're going to tell me where he did not lower the grapevine into the valet schach, hakam etzar schach pasul, al schach kosher. The sukkah should definitely be pasul because it's an invalid schach, is going to combine with the valet schach on top, and then it's going to be an iser over there. We're saying that you don't have a rov, so then that the overhanging is going to be the connecting to the schach below them, and there's going to be a majority of schach pasul, it's going to have a rov of schach pasul. Elav eshkavatan, so imagine the Mishnah might be talking about, we lower the vines into the schach, and that's the case of the Mishnah telling you that the schach is going to be batel berov. And Shmamina de Lokazunan, in that case we're learning we not make a gzira that the tree branches above are going to be considered that we make a gzira above the that you might come to have the upper schach and have a rove with upper schach come to combine with the lower schach. We're saying that that's the case here also. It should be it's going to be fine. It's not going to be an issue of the gzira. So then we see that Klechora we have no chiddush of Rav Papa of the Chavatan. So what's going on? So it says the Gemara. No, ma desima ani mila b'diavad. I would have thought the Mishnah that the sukkah below, that when you have this case where you lower the vines and you lower all these things where they were detached to the ground and you make them a schach kasher, a schach pasul, and you even have the schach pasul together with them, that I would have thought is only b'diavad. Only if you, after the fact you did it at sukkah, what are you going to do? You have to sit in the sukkah. But the chachila, lo, but if initially to do that, and you're going to go ask the Rav, should I build my sukkah like that? He'll tell you, no, don't do that. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malan, that the Tana is telling you that if you're lowering the pasul schach, to connect it with the lower schach, and then you'll have batel berov, that should be totally fine, lechachila, and it's not an issue, and that would be even lechachila, okay. That's what the Gemara is saying, and batel berov is working even in this circumstance, even lechachila. Now the Gemara continues, sukkah al gabay sukkah. If you have a sukkah built on top of another sukkah, the upper one and is going to be kashin, the lower one is going to be pasul. Tanar Bana, we learned that this actually, lechora joshua bidareisa, besukkos teishu, velo besukkos shetachas sukkah. We learn besukkos, you learn a sukkah, sit in a sukkah, not a sukkah beneath a sukkah, velo besukkos shetachas ila, not a sukkah below a tree, velo besukkos shetachas and not a sukkah inside of the house. All three of these are going to be puzzled from this drasha. Basukos teshu. So says Gemara Adirabba, basukos tarti mashma. But the word of sukkos is implying two sukkahs, which is going to permit even one sukkah below another. Basukos in the plural, as we mentioned before. So the Gemara says, no, Amar of Nachman or Yitzchak, basukos ksiv. If we remember, we had this machlokos, Yeshem le Masora, Yeshem le Mikra. How is sukkah written? It's written, Yeshem le Masora teaches you, you go after the way it's written. It's written without a vav. So you analyze the fact it's written without a vav, and we learn Yeshem le Masora according to this answer of Nachman or Yitzchak. And therefore, we'll learn out that basukah is written without a vav. It's only one sukkah, meaning only one sukkah is kasher, and not two. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Amar Yirmiya Pamayim Shishim Shirus." There's sometimes in the sukkah we're going to discuss four different halachas with regards to sukkah. Now, there's going to be times where both sukkahs are kasher. Pamayim Shishim Psula. So the times where both are going to be pasul. Pamayim Shitachdon Aksher Avel Yonah Psula. There are times when the lower one's going to be kasher and the upper one is kasher. Pamayim all the possibilities. Pamayim Shitachdon Psula Avel Yonah Aksher. There are times where the lower one is kasher, is pasul rather, and the upper one is kasher. Now the Gemara is going to explain all four of these cases. Says the Gemara. What's the case where both are going to be kosher? The following, kigon shetachtona chamasim rubat zilasa. In the case where the lower sukkah, you have more sunlight than shade. So you have more sunlight coming in than shade. Valyona tzilasim rubat chamasim. The upper one, the shade is greater than the sunlight. So in this circumstance, you have the upper schach is thick enough to provide a majority of the shade. The lower schach, if you didn't have the upper schach, will permit a majority of sunlight. So since the lower schach is not kosher, it's halachically viewed as it's not there, which would therefore come to teach you that the upper schach is serving both schach, and therefore it's going to be permitted to sit in the lower sukkah. However, kamal yonah b'toch esrim, the schach of the upper sukkah has to be within 20 amos of the ground, because if it's above 20 amos from the ground from the lower sukkah, then the lower sukkah is going to be puzzled because you're using that schach which is above 20 amos. So therefore, it has to be in their circumstance. This has to be a case where it's below 20 amos, and then both sukkahs are going to be kasher. So the Gemara now says, turning on to the next case, pamayim shetachdorak shira v'yona psula. So we have sometimes. Sorry, just get the next case is pamayim shetayim psula seichidam. What's the case where both of them are going to be pasul? Now is the second case. Kigon to tervayet sulasim meruban mechamasim. The case where the shade of both sukkahs is going to be greater than their sunlight. V'kayim eliyona l'mala mesrim am, and the schach of the upper sukkah is above 20 amos from the ground. So therefore, if both sukkahs have the schach that's going to be enough, the upper one is more than 20 amos high, both are going to be pasul. The upper one because it's too tall, and the lower one because the sukkah below a sukkah tachas sukkah. So therefore, we're measuring the 20 amos not from the floor of the ground to the upper one because it's not part of the sukkah. The upper sukkah, we're telling you that if the upper sukkah has from the bottom, the roof of the bottom sukkah to the upper part of the sukkah, the schach of the second sukkah, in that circumstance, if you have it, if that is above 20 amos, it's merely present explicitly, that's going to be possible. But from the bottom, I don't care. The bottom is a different sukkah. It's really from the top of the previous sukkah, because that's your floor, kilu, that's where you're going to be sitting, and the top of that sukkah to the upper part of that sukkah is going to be 20 amos. So the Gemara says, there are times where the lower sukkah is going to be kosher, and the upper sukkah is going to be pasul. When is that? Hechidami, when is that case? Turning on to the next number now. Kigon shetachtona tzilosa meruba mechamasa. In the case where the lower sukkah has a greater amount of shade than sunlight, valyona chamasa meruba tzilosa, while the upper sukkah has, again, we're talking over here where the tachtona is shir and the leona is psula, because if you have the lower one has more shade than sunlight, leona chamasa meruba tzilosa, whereas the upper one has more sunlight than shade, v'kaimei tarvai b'sul cheshim. And the schachs of both sukkahs are within 20 amos from the ground. Since the upper schach doesn't have a majority of shade, the upper schach is going to be pasul. So therefore, the only question is whether the upper schach is going to pasul the schach below. So Yirmiyah is telling you that the upper schach has to be within 20 amos of the ground, so it would be schach kosher with regard to the lower sukkah, and it would be part of that schach kosher, and the lower sukkah, which is covered by the combination of its own schach and this other schach of the upper sukkah, is going to be kosher if it's within 20 amos, you can mistarif them. That is the third case. Now we're up to the final, fourth case. In the case where you have the sukkah is upper sukkah is kasher and the lower sukkah is pasal, when is that? You go into tarvayu tzilas and merubim mechamas, in a case where both sukkahs, the shade is greater than the sunlight, and the schach of the upper sukkah is within 20 amos of its own floor, the roof of the lower sukkah, and that's the case where you'll have the elyona kshera and tachtona psula, because in this case the upper sukkah is covered with schach, the lower sukkah is pasal, because the sukkah tachas sukkah, upper one's going to be kasher, lower one is going to be pasal. The upper one is going to be kosher, the lower one is going to be pasul. That's what I said. So the Gemara says, Pshita, all these cases are pashut, Rabbi Yirmiyah. What are you teaching us? All these are pashut cases. There's no chiddush over here. So says the Gemara, Tachtona ksher v'leona psula itzra chalai. No, I need the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyah to teach me that the lower sukkah is going to be kosher, the upper sukkah is going to be pasul. The lower sukkah is in a case where the lower sukkah, I have the case of more tzel than chama, is more shady than sunlight, while the upper sukkah is going to be chamasam ruba metzilasa. So you're going to have more sunlight than shade. And the schachs of both sukkahs are going to be within 20 amos. I would have thought that this case you should say that the lower sukkah is also pasul, dilma mitzar schach pasul, but a chach kasher. Maybe in another case the person will come to use the schach that is above 20 amos to compare it to the lower one, because they saw, oh wow, look how tall that sukkah was, and I realized it was close to 20 amos, I thought it was totally kasher. He's going to think that it's totally kasher to use pasul schach, which is above 20 amos. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah has a chiddush, kamashma, that we're not gozer in such a circumstance. We're going to lower this in the case where that this is such a case. The lower schach, the lower sukkah rather, is going to be kosher, and we're mitzarif the upper sukkah schach to the lower sukkah schach, and that's the chiddush over here of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Kama Yehei ben Sukkah L'Sukkah in tomorrow's daf.